Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Look at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Greg Sullivan is our guest, folks, our good friend, longtime 18-year member of our Brain Trust, a serial entrepreneur. He's become one of the top experts in the world on cybersecurity, and the 2000 Entrepreneur of the Year, Small Business Owner of the Year, chosen by the SBA. I was there. It was very exciting. We go back a long way, Greg. Thanks for all the time and the years that you've given us on the show.
Oh, Jim, thanks. And thanks for everything you're doing. I mean, this is a great resource for a lot of us. And I just marvel at how you continue to do it with the energy and consistency and the longevity you've had at it. It's just, and we're all grateful that you're doing it.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Of course, you know, anytime you're working for small business owners, you get you draw your energy from those heroes. Hey, Greg, ransomware, is this a big deal for small businesses to be concerned about? And first, tell us what
it's a big deal for everyone.
Remind people what it is in case they don't know.
So ransomware is when your computer gets taken over and your data gets either locked up or encrypted, and you have to pay to get it unencrypted. The experts recommend that you don't pay the fines. Instead, you're diligent about doing your backups so you can recover from ransomware attacks. The problem is not all ransomware is something, I mean, a terrible word to use, but it's not legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's designed just to get your money and not to actually help you recover your data, and you don't know, and you pay the money. But ransomware is actually a big business now, and the problem is it works.
Mm-hmm. So are you seeing down market examples of ransomware attacks? Like the average people out on Main Street?
Firms that can actually track ransomware attacks. And I think I read a recent report that they're up 40% this year. They originate from actually U.S., China, Korea are the prime originators of it. And what that really means is someone's machine got taken over here in the U.S. and started originating ransomware attacks. But as simple as clicking a link or opening an attachment, and you're affected. And that simple little act caused so much damage. A large company.
Back to the training I was talking about in the previous segment.
Yeah.
About having training. Now the email is where it comes in the quickest. I mean, if you my system warns me about potentially bad sites. Sometimes they warn me about sites that I know aren't bad, but they say they are. But the emails are harder they're easier to get through, aren't they?
Emails and USB drives, the sticks,
the
storage devices you stick in the side of your computer. Those are the two things. If you go into a secured federal facility, military or intelligence or law enforcement, I mean, you have to leave your USB drives at the front door.
Well, they don't even buy computers with USBs in them. Most of them don't. I mean, most corporate websites, I mean, computers don't even have USB plugs in them.
Well, that's harder to do than to keep them out. But I was just getting ready to tell a story of a recent attack on a freight company. Shipping a maritime operation, and it was through USB, and it turns out they weren't even the target of the attack.
Huh.
And they just announced that single attack on a single ship cost them $300 million.
Wow.
And And it wasn't ransomware. It was far more malicious than that. What they did was deleted everything.
Wow.
So now
when you say USB, are you telling me if I go to an office supply store and buy a USB and plug it in my computer, it could have ransomware on it? Malware on it?
It could have ransomware on it. That's right, yeah.
How do we protect ourselves from that? Because, I mean, that's a mistake we all would make.
You just have to not use USB. It's just to be.
Greg, wait. USBs, yeah. I mean, I don't know how a lot of people do. I mean, we use USBs all the time here in my office.
Jim, I'm going to encourage you to get creative. You just got to find a way to.
So you're saying, wait, now this is breaking. Greg, you don't realize this. You're breaking news here. I've never heard anybody else say this. And I believe you. I wouldn't have you back on the show. You're telling us to avoid USBs at all costs. The thumb drives, folks, he's talking about. You're telling us to avoid those at all costs.
That's exactly right. And look no further than our own, the people responsible for securing us, the military, the law enforcement, yeah. FBI, and so forth. You can't walk into those buildings with a USB stick. You can't walk in with the stick in your pocket.
Right. But those people are protecting themselves from bad guys who are walking in with the sticks. I mean, is there not any kind of a program that would verify that the stick is clean?
There are programs that'll tell you if it's clean based on what it knows about prior threats.
Right.
That's my point.
But the zero day threat's still out there, isn't it?
Yeah. Threats outpace, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty scary. Yeah.
Hold on, Greg. I got to take a quick break, folks. That's pretty scary stuff. Okay. That's a pretty strong statement he's making, but he knows what he's talking about. He sure got my attention. Right back with Greg Sullivan. Stay with us. And
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.